Yo, what's up? It's your boy Weed Waver here, listening to the Weed Waver podcast. Alright, so I guess this is my very first podcast. So hopefully I'm gonna try to do something. Maybe give you guys a little something of what I feel like I wanna just keep giving you guys content and stuff and all that good stuff. Okay. Yeah, just so you know, there's nothing professional about this or anything. This is just me, natural, raw, uncut. That's how I'm giving it to you guys. So if I stutter, I stutter. You can laugh at it later. Who knows? All right? Because like I said, that's how I'm going to give it to you guys. All right? The first part of my name, Weed. So, of course, I won't be a weed without talking about the anime, guys. Do you guys watch anime? I love anime. Anime is pretty much, basically, maybe 50% of my life. And I love it. I love every bit of it. I love all the shows that they come out with. And all that good stuff. I just want to know exactly what shows are you guys watching? Me, actually, I'm watching a mixture of My Hero Academia. You know, very popular show that's out right now. Black Clover is a real great show. I love that show. Although if you listen to it in Japanese subs, Oscar's voice is not real great. I hate Oscar's voice in Japanese. So I ended up switching it to English dub, where that's what Funimation. Yeah, Funimation Go. Love that app. That's what I use to watch my Black Clover. Black Clover is great. Although I pretty much realized, pretty much some of the voices might just be all of the voices, really. All of the voices from My Hero Academia pretty much voices all of the voice actors in Black Clover. And maybe that's probably why I'm just so comfortable with it, because I love My Hero Academia and dub. Black Clover is great in dub, too. And Oscar's voice isn't that annoying, so when he says, you know, over and over and over and over, it's very easy to roll off the tongue and very comfortable on the ears. And just recently, I know, please, guys, don't hate me for when I say this, maybe around November, I legit just started watching One Piece. I never watched One Piece a day in my life. And I just started in November. And currently I'm in the 200s. God, but 1,000 more episodes left to go. not really, but it's maybe like 600 more episodes. But that doesn't make it any better. That's no closer number or anything. And yeah, I'm watching One Piece, bro. One Piece is a pretty interesting show. I like it. I feel like it's. I understand why it's a great TV show and why people love it so much. Why it embraces the whole community and stuff. Honestly, I never. When people mention Luffy's name and all that, I couldn't get what they was talking about, and I just phased out the whole conversation if it concerned Luffy. Now we talked about Naruto or Dragon Ball Z. Hey guys, I'm all antennas when it comes to those shows right there, man. I die hard for Naruto and Dragon Ball Z. But one thing you do not want to do is pit one against the other. Because that ain't going to go down smooth with the crew, with anybody, really. Like, both fans die hard. Like, they go hard for their show. So they go, oh, Naruto is the best. Oh, no, Dragon Ball Z is the best. Naruto is better than Goku. Goku could kill Naruto. Oh, but I bet Vegeta could solo the whole Naruto verse and everything. Like, this, like. But I love those debates and all that stuff. It really shows you, you know, what people like to talk about and stuff.
But yeah, I feel like when it comes to anime, a lot of people don't really get it, and that part really kills me a lot of times, because when you have to explain to them why you love anime so much, then you have to go into depth with it, and then you gotta go ahead and tell them your life story and how anime changed and how it came into your life and all that. Now that part, I won't discredit anybody for that, because we all had times how anime helped bonded us in life. What stuff? That may have not made sense, but it made sense when I said that. So sue me, I don't care. Like I said, I'm just like, this is how it's coming to my head. I apologize. I do apologize for giving you guys this stuff. And now y'all gotta listen to me. I'm sorry for taking up your precious time. I really am. But thank you for listening, baby. Thank you. You're with me, Weeb Waver. The Weeb with Waves, you feel me? The sauciest cat on earth. Honestly, if people listen to this, I'm pretty sure they're gonna take this and my whole show off air or whatever this is. Because like I said, this is my first podcast, so I wouldn't really tell you how I'm gonna put this together. But I'm pretty sure my next podcast, for sure, will be a professional podcast where I'm actually talking to you guys about stuff. So honestly, this right here is just, this is bloopers. All right, y'all guys getting bloopers before a real deal Holyfield show. And I do thank y'all for listening. I do. I really do. Y'all mean a lot to me. To the people who actually listen to this, we're probably friends on Facebook, and I always share your stuff, and you always share mine, and you always, repost your stuff, man. That's how it is, Facebook, man. And you must react before you share, because if you don't react before you share, you're a villain. You ain't nothing but a old mean Disney villain. So honestly, yeah, this is just, I don't know, just, I'm gonna just call this episode freestyle, because this is just what it's gonna be. Or you know what, scratch that, no, it's just gonna be the pilot episode before the first official episode. And so yeah, this is how you do a podcast. First, you have the confidence to talk nonsense for however long you feel like you want to talk. And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm talking about however long I want to talk, and I'm giving it to y'all. You hear me, baby? You hear me? Also, but sometimes I will ask for you guys' thoughts. Like right now, who's your favorite NFL football team? Who's your favorite basketball team? Who's your favorite baseball team and all that stuff? Me? I'm a diehard New Orleans Saints fan. Who that? All day. We got robbed. Roger Goodell, you a fraud. Basketball team. I have always been a Los Angeles Lakers fan. All right. Way before LeBron. Okay, baby. We talking about the original Showtime, baby. Magic, baby. Magic, Mister. You can't kill me, Ace Johnson. All right. And the greatest of all time, Mr. Kobe Bean Bryant. Y'all gonna say MJ, of course, but I'm gonna forever say Kobe Bean Bryant. Kobe Bean Bryant, Mr. 81, Mr. 60 in his last game, Mr. 5 rings. Kobe Bean Bryant, go. Baseball team, I'm an Atlanta Braves fan, baby. I'm an Atlanta Braves fan, although, you know, Atlanta still got that curse of Mike Vick. So hopefully, you know, we get ourselves a title soon. We need that World Series title soon. We can't just keep making it to the playoffs and can't produce no good stuff. Honestly, that's it when it comes to sports. So that's about all I watch. I don't watch no hockey. I don't watch no soccer. I mean, if I do, I'm just watching it just to see what the hell going on. And, you know, the wild out with the boys and with the brothers. And also, yeah, I'm going to be getting a game system soon, guys. I'm going to be getting myself a PS4. I will no longer be an Xbox person. I'm sorry, but Sony, I'm coming home. I'm coming back to you. I want you to do that thing that you used to do. When you do that bing, every time, that's when I know Sony all of my life. You heard me? Excuse that last part, I'm just talking about it. But yeah, I'm gonna be getting that PS4 soon, and who knows? I'm not even sure what I actually want my gamer tag name to be, but it'll be something. Hopefully, it'll be something great. Something that everybody feels like, oh, I played with so-and-so on this game, and he had this old ridiculous, crazy, funny-ass name. That's the way I feel. But honestly, when I get it, I already know what I'm getting. I already know games I'm getting. Of course, I gotta get Madden, 2K, Red Dead, and Jump Force. Those four games, I know I gotta get ASAP. If I ain't known if I wanna actually get Kingdom Hearts still, maybe, I'm not sure. Or, you know, I'm thinking if I still wanna get Shinobi Strikers, the Naruto to Boruto game, not sure. I'm 50-50 on that game still. Still 50-50. And hopefully it'll work, whatever. I don't know. Oh, God. Maybe I should cut this soon. I don't know. But I just feel like talking. You know, until, you know, we get this on going and everything. Talk about. Honestly, who's your favorite anime character? That just came to mind. Who's your favorite anime character of all time? All time. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, me, I'm Vegeta all day, baby. Vegeta is the greatest. Vegeta is the greatest to ever do it. I don't care what y'all say. He may never be Goku, but he's the greatest. Alright? He's the greatest. Prince of all Saiyans. A prince of all Saiyans. Well, some Saiyans. All Saiyans. My favorite sidekick is the main man, Cool Barra. You're a mission. Yeah. Maybe sidekick would be Cool Barra, you know, the GOAT. They came from the Spirit Sword. They came from Yukina. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. But, yeah. And then another one. If you can be in any anime verse, any show, which one would you be in? Me, most definitely, I would definitely try to be in Black Clover. Definitely Black Clover. Because in Black Clover, anybody could be something. Or, you know, I could be in Naruto. Well, I could be a ninja, but will I be a reincarnation of, Naruto or Sasuke? Who knows? Yeah, so pretty much y'all hear those sponsors and stuff? Hey, your boy recorded that and everything. I'm trying to be like real professional for this. But it's a podcast and stuff, hey. But they say you can take a black man out the hood, but you can't take the hood out the black man. I'm sorry. I try not to be, but it be so damn funny sometimes, you know? But now, hey, but honestly, I'm going to cut this thing short, honestly. So, this is my voice, so, yeah. So, when I be actually talking and stuff, you guys, hopefully you notice the difference and you like what you hear. And we'll try to keep coming back more and more with better stuff than what you're hearing now. And actually, you know, talking about real stuff. I'm not sure yet if I want to do it on just a one thing a week, maybe twice a week, maybe try to do it at least every day of the week. But that would be crazy if I do it every day of the week. Or would it? Nani? I don't know. But anyways, oh yeah, and I just thought of a little catchphrase, you know, for the ending and everything too. Yeah, so here you go, all right. Stay lifted and gifted.